Yes, a very good morning, Dilemma. Welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at the Convention Centre in Cairns, Yidingi, for KIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, Trendy Trevor and Mike here, National Talk Black. And look, it is so deadly. And a big shout out to everybody across this deadly country of ours. Happy NAIDOC as well, celebrating NAIDOC for 2022. Get up, stand up, shout up, show up. That's what it's all about. Shout, I reckon, shout up. Who's going to shout Murray for lunch? Show up, get up, stand up, show up, you mob, and a happy NAIDOC to you all. Too deadly, you mob. Trendy Trev here, yarning up with Deadly Mob here at KIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. It's back thanks to COVID-19, 2 years in digital, and 2 years digital for the Indigenous Art Fair, but now we're back here live, face-to-face with mob, and you want to see the beautiful artwork. So inspiring. Murray can draw stick man, stick dog, that's all I can do, but I'm fired up. I want to get into art. And speaking of KIAF, we're going to talk to the manager of Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, and that's the man himself, Daryl Harris. A very good morning, Daryl. How are you, my brother?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor and Maddie.
Yeah, Maddie, our panel man. Thank you, Maddie. Big shout out. Before we start, Daryl, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Got connections through the Cloncurry, through Medicuti, out that way, and then that's through my mum's side. My dad's side, Rangirigan, Upper Murray, and my granddad up from up Mur Island, so sort of crossed all around.
Fruit salad, fruit salad.
Far north Queensland.
Now, how long have you been holding the reins there as the manager of KIAF?
3 years now, just over 3 years. Started February 2020, and then by the end of February in 2020, we were in lockdown.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you've actually come on board just before COVID-19.
Yes.
So you were thrown in the deep end, so to speak, weren't you? I mean, we all were.
We
haven't operated through a pandemic, any of us.
No.
So it's all a dark tunnel, so to speak.
Yes and no. I sort of had a vision to try and bring digital opportunities to the art fair when I first started. So it was just a matter of just ticking the boxes and getting approval, and we transitioned quickly into the digital space.
Yes.
I had a good team around me that that had some technical skills. We called on SOS out to Aaron Farzo to produce some high-end quality footage and documentaries.
Good.
Which Aaron's been with us for the last 3 years.
And he's one of the ambassadors, as well as Naomi Winnetong.
That's exactly right. So Aaron has been fulfilling both roles. So I'm being able to provide that high-end quality that footage, and also being our ambassador. And, of course, Naomi is Winnetong is just the best.
The pretty face for the organisation, you could say. She's so stunning. And look, hats off to your deadly team. And like I said, and congratulations on how you operated in that space in regarding digital. Like I said, thanks to social media, thanks to technology, the show must go on.
Yes,
and the show
right.
did, and the show did.
Yeah, because
the last 2 years.
The last thing I wanted to do was lose our brand, as well as losing income for our artists. So we're still able to give that, most importantly, that opportunity to turn a bit of money over back into the households of our artist group.
Yeah. And let's speak about that space regarding our artists. It is a business platform. Artists become artists/business people.
Yes.
So it becomes a breadwinner, an income for them as such, but if not, stepping onto the entrepreneur stage, yeah?
Yes, and all of that is turning economic opportunities back within those particular households. I can remember when I first started in the arts industry, Cheryl Creed said to me that a lot of people don't know what it's like to go without eating without food. So, that's been the driving force behind me, always thinking, how can I make the economic opportunities available for not only artists, but auxiliary staff, trainees, people coming through in our industry as well.
Well, exactly. And any artists out there, auntie, uncle, cousin, young brother there, young sister, beginning's half done. But the start, like I said, where do you pay for your next meal, so to speak, in regard to the dungeon of business, so to speak, you know what I mean? And creating a platform just to bring in income to pay the bills, and then some thereafter, which is the future for a business person.
Yeah, and KIOF is well placed to be able to grow and to drag with it the opportunities that can generate more income for our artists, but also cultural tourism ventures, which all lend back into the arts.
Yeah, you must feel a bit like Santa Claus, my brother. You're creating a platform. KIOF is the vehicle, so to speak, for our black artists, business people, to operate from.
Yeah, you sound like Shawnee Chilbra teasing me Christmas time.
And big shout out Shawnee Chilbra, my brother.
Yeah, no, but yeah, I do, because it's a sleeping giant. Just talking to Mayor Ross Andrews from Yarrabah last night.
Andrews, Mayor of Yarrabah, yes.
Yeah, and when I was over in Yarrabah, we had the precinct and it was starting to come alive there. And he always used to make the comment that it's a sleeping giant. And basically, that's what
a good description.
Yeah, that's what KIOF is. It's a sleeping giant ready to pounce to bring fortune and goodwill to our artists, our Queensland-based artists. So we're extending our footprint Queensland-wide.
And when you say sleeping giant, the words from Rossy Andrews, Yarrabah Mayor, that's a beautiful description. But you've been running for 13 years, eh?
Yes, yeah.
13 years. This space is a solid foundation for the future of our artists, our culture, and educational tool to, if not non-Indigenous brothers and sisters of Australia, but the world.
That's
about
exactly
our culture,
right.
Yes.
It's our culture. But it's like a lot of businesses and a lot of organisations. We've all had to go through our growing stages. Mm-hmm. You know, they've stabilised our very great art fair, which is rising. They've got we've got very experienced staff who are now shining.
Yes,
especially in this new building here.
Convention Centre.
I think,
and they refurbished it for you as well.
Yeah.
I knew you were coming, Darryl.
I think Aaron called it the big house. So.
He did about three times last night, yeah, the opening. I'm looking over towards the casino. I reckon, well, they lost their name.
Yeah, no, I was looking up the road there to the watch house.
To the watch house. You were talking about the house. I was talking about the casino, but brother, yeah, this is the big house. And regarding Convention Centre, you've operated for the last 12 years over at the... but 12 years over at the cruise liner terminal.
Yeah.
You know, and all the ships have been coming in the last 2 weeks as well.
Yeah.
But here you moved over to Convention Centre.
Yeah, big shout out to Ports North.
Yes.
Who have been one of our major sponsors and still sponsor Art Award.
Good.
As they grow with the cruise liners coming in the Cairns, we've got to compete with that. So it's an opportunity that... now we knew that we needed to grow. That was in the strategic plan that was written back in 2019.
Yeah.
The obvious place was straight across the road,
to
the Convention Centre.
Yep.
We've got plans to grow with the Convention Centre. I think the Convention Centre are very happy to have us here.
Beautiful.
We've lit up every square inch of the footprint.
Well,
it's
paying back that refurbish.
Yes,
that went on and still going on the outside and the other side there. Look, KIOF is a fantastic tool, fantastic event for our mob. You're looking at staying on. What's your future, Darryl Harris?
We're Janina Harding, our artistic director, is...
Leaving after
8 years. She reminded the chairperson, Tom Worsby, last night, a couple of times. But,
I reckon 8 weeks, a couple of times.
she's going back home to Melbourne to care for family.
Okay.
Which then opens another chapter, like when I come a couple of years ago. So we're advertising for a new artistic director. If they keep me on, I'm happy to stay a little bit longer just to make certain that that transition period that corporate knowledge is and corporate culture is sort of carried through with helping that direction as well.
So when you look at that, if they keep you on, so we're talking about the board of directors, you know, So, of course, KIAF is run by a board of directors, and you're the manager in this position in steering the ship, so to speak, or driving the ship. They tell you where to steer it, so to speak, you know. So if they're happy with you and the work that you've done.
Which they are.
And I think so too, especially in the space of COVID-19 and the digital space. KIAF was still out there. So you've done a fantastic job. And here you are now here at the Convention Centre, and hats off to you. Opening last night, first day today, here we are. And it is too deadly, my brother, too deadly.
There's growth plans in place through Arts Queensland's 10-year roadmap. The second stage now is growth for the next 4 years, so we're quite happy that we're talking to Arts Queensland.
Good. I believe there's more money thrown in the kitty there last night.
Minister Enoch? Minister Enoch, the Arts Minister, along with a couple of other hats.
Yes.
We did secure some digital type funding. That's to do some documentaries from today that you'll see from the.
Well, we're talking archives, aren't we? 13 years,
yes.
Brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's progressing that along. But this is an actual growth money to get us growing for the future, ready for the Olympics. Ready to extend our footprint through Southeast Queensland and take KIAF to a national and international level as well.
Watch this space.
Yes.
Beautiful. Hey, good yarning with you, Daryl. Thank you so very much. Congratulations once again and the work that you're doing as the manager of KIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. We are live and kicking well in the 21st century. We as First Nation people, 60,000 years, and we're here with KIAF for another 60,000 years more.
Yes.
Put that on your plate, brother.
I'm just hoping to be around for the Olympics.
Thank you. I hear you. Likewise. Daryl, all the best to you, and big shout-out to your deadly team.
Thank you.
Thank you for the yarn, and looking forward to yarning with you throughout the convention here.
Right.
To your deadly, brother.
Art Fair.
All right, Art Fair. There it is. Thank you. Brother just corrected me on national radio. It is Art Fair, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, and that's the manager there, Daryl Harris. Yeah, whatever, Daryl. Thank you. All the best to you, brother. Too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talkback. Yarning with the Bawdy One here, Trevor Chim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and live here from the Convention Centre for Cairns Indigenous Art Fair for 2022. To your local mob, when I say local mob, even your mob in damn Townsville, only a drive up here, 4 hours, not even that. Come up and join us here. Fantastic events in regarding art. Get inspired, and there'll be plenty of food and plenty of plenty of deadly mob here for celebrating KIAF, and also with NAIDOC. Happy NAIDOC, you mob. BBM 98.7 FM.
We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what I lie for, but they don't want to believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited this inheritance? Took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet, nigga. New day seems nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we could transform this country, heal the pain for my great grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity, love, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go. If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter. If only you could see what you're doing to me. Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrificing other black boys. Why? Just to prove another white point.
pride. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me. Civic complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart. It's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward. Praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and walk on by. For the lies that they preach us. The violence, silent agreements. The pride and deceit. My willingness to believe for the not man. That this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming, of better ways. Of a better day and some change. That ain't gonna take another couple hundred years. Nothing. We push the bar. Where we are, it ain't hard if we all get the courage to get up and get involved with a better, better life. Come on. If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters. If only you could see what you're doing to me. Let's talk about it. Family. Look.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. National Talk Black, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming from the Cairns Convention Centre for CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair for 2022. Happy NAIDOC to you all, you Deadly Mob. 2022, get up, stand up and show up. That's the theme for this year, and we're doing just that out here at the Convention Centre for CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. And I just had a beautiful yarn with Daryl Harris, the manager of CIAF, and thrown in the deep end in regard to taking on the position back in end of 2018. And then 2019, everything shut down because of COVID-19. But they did a fantastic job in the digital sense, CIAF and Daryl Harris and the team for CIAF. But here we are now back with the mob face-to-face, artwork being displayed, artists here in the building, and a beautiful business platform. Our next guest going to talk to Uncle Henry Fourmile, traditional owner and artist in his own right, and come to join me for a yarn. Uncle Henry, very good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you, and good morning to everyone out there.
To Daily Brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Okay, my name's Henry Fourmile. I'm a Kimo Walwa Yidinji man.
Yes.
So all of Cairns is my country.
And we own your country, my brother. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
And so, look, a big shout-out to your family, my brother, and the work that you're doing in all aspects, in the business sense and also in the cultural sense, and regarding your footprint on your own country, traditional owner. Let's talk about the artwork, CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, because you're / artist as well. Paint your picture. There's a nice description. Paint your picture in regard to the work that you do, Uncle Henry.
Okay, my little story of my picture is I do a lot of woodwork, so I do make coolamans.
Yes.
And wooden coolamans, and also some ceramic coolamans as well.
Mm-hmm.
Bibras or clapsticks.
Yes.
And swords and shields, and I'll be displaying some shields maybe possibly tomorrow morning.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. And, of course, all items are for sale.
Yes.
You are a businessman.
So, yeah, and if you got the money, come and get it.
Come you'll, talk to me.
You'll love it.
There it is, beautiful. Let's talk about this place. Now, your other half, Susan Reyes, big shout out to her.
Yeah.
You work alongside her as well.
Yeah.
What sort of artwork does she do?
She does all her ceramics and dresses as well, and it's all her own story from country.
Yes.
So her great-grandmother's from Fraser, so she gets some Fraser Island story from Gari.
Yes.
And all Starkey up there, so she's from the Starkey area, so north of Hopewell.
North of Hopewell,
yeah,
Starkey,
yeah,
yep.
Yeah, so that's her country through her grandfather. So.
Okay. And the work she does, she does pottery as well.
Yeah, pottery, and she got a signature design is the traditional healing design, but yeah.
Mm.
So she's a potter, but
yep,
through and through. So I'm just a little
so she
bit
molds you sometimes, doesn't she?
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you. That's right.
Yeah.
Let's chuck that on the table. She molds you, like all the beautiful women do. With the artwork, I mean, your shop, you operate over in McLeod Street there.
Yeah.
What's the name of your shop and the meaning behind it?
Okay, the shop is Gari Three Sisters, hence the Gari being Fraser Island. She just pays no respect to her grandmother's country. So.
Okay, and the three sisters, where they
the three sisters, that's the three sisters' story in the Orion's Belt. There's a story up there about.
Okay.
Yeah,
beautiful. So that's, And so, and as artists, First Nation artists, we do the work, but the work is storytelling.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
If not about our mob, our tribe, our trouble, our existence, you know, our totems, all the above. Yeah.
Yes, that's really it. So all my stories are about telling the story about how the reef is formed. So that's that goes back 20,000 years.
Reef, yes, one of the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah, so that's a 20,000-year-old story, you know, brought down by all the grandparents.
Yes.
And we also did that story with Sir David Attenborough. So it's and all of our stories now that I put on my coolmans and things like that, they're all from the country. And because we've been here so long.
Of course. And that's the way we've told our stories over the time, through dance, through song,
through
art, through sculpture, all the above.
Yeah.
It is like a story book, so to speak.
Yeah.
And here we are, chapter of 2022, / back to 60,000 years, we're still here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So now there is a bit of thing with it because it's about 108,000 years I've been with the reef, we go back, and our story goes back further than that as well. But
The first people.
And we're still,
We're
still doing a lot of smoking. I do a lot of smoking, that's still carrying on tradition.
Sure. And in that space, let's talk about that space. I mean, across this country, our First Nation people do the welcome to country, do the smoking ceremony. It has become a business entity.
Yeah.
But so it should, in regarding blessing anybody, black or white, to continue with business or operations or just living on the land.
Yeah.
And there's a meaning behind that and a process. Explain that to us there, please, Uncle.
I suppose it's just connecting to country because we all have connection to country through stories because we have to tell the stories.
Yes.
Dance as well, and that's been passed down throughout. I also like to pay my respect to my mother's country, which is Gungandi over Yarraba.
Yarraba, Gungandi,
and we've got stories over there as well. Yeah. We're connected to Fitzroy and Green Island through Kungai.
Yeah.
My mother's,
and they're big tourist places.
Yes.
Yeah, when you're talking about Green Island, Fitzroy Island, or Red Barrow Reef, I know the other hat I wear with Dreamtime, Dive and Snorkel, with Experience Co. We're taking tourists out to the reef for Reef Experience.
Yeah.
But now Indigenous tourism, which is a big market, now the Dreamtime Stories is at the table. And thanks to the elders. Yeah.
And it's more getting more respect, and it's good for them, they're knowing the country as well as we do.
Yes.
And it's good to hear that from them because they want to hear that story.
Exactly.
They want to hear our story.
Exactly.
From the start to beginning.
And look, hats off to a lot of non-Indigenous people who are in business, especially operating on country. A lot of them are looking for that respect and to engage with traditional owners, acknowledge, you know, and also form a business relationships.
Yeah.
I look at the beautiful shirt you wear, which is Dreamtime Diver Snorkel. You're the designer of that logo and the logo of the four traditional owner groups who are operating on the land and sea that Experience Co., Dreamtime, Dreamtime Diver Snorkel, Reef Magic, operate on.
Yeah,
and so there's a business relationship that you've built with this company, you know. We're talking, royalty income. We're talking, payment for things that you need to do, like the blessing of a new pontoon, that so to speak, you know.
Yeah.
It's a great relationship.
It is a great relationship, and it's really good that they wanted to do that, to be a part of, I suppose, history in a way, but also the future for the younger cadets that goes on to the Dreamtime as well, and in other places where they may start as well. So
exactly, beautiful. Look, deadly yarn with you, Uncle Henry. Thank you for the yarn. Big shout out to your beautiful lady Susan. You need to get back to the booth and help her do what you need to do regarding selling all that beautiful artwork. She'll mould you into getting back there. That's what we talked about earlier. But thank you for your yarn, brother.
Yeah, no worries. I always hate to do it, and I'm the face of this.
You get in trouble, Toilet. I'm not saying nothing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, brother. All the best, Uncle Henry.
Thank you. Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Traditional owner, Uncle Henry Formile, Gimoy Wallaboro, Yidinji man, slash artist, and a beautiful yarn there. Talk about his journey, his space, and look, he didn't mention, but he also is a painter as a trade, painting houses and what have you. And he was down in Brisbane, I believe, for the last 8 years, decided to come home, and it just got stuck into his culture. In regards to being active in that space and turn it to business as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM.
Yeah.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast at the Convention Centre. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry here at CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. Shut your mouth. To Daily Mob, and happy NAIDOC to you all. Get up, stand up, show up. And we're doing just that here at CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. And like I said earlier, I had a beautiful yarn with Daryl Harris, the manager of CIAF, talking earlier about the space for the last 2 years, non-existent in the face-to-face operation, but the digital sense. And hats off to him and his team, did a fantastic job in the digital space. Spoke to Uncle Henry Fourmile as well, traditional owner. I'm going to talk now to beautiful sister, Delvin Cockatoo Collins. My sister, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Lovely to be here with you all, Trevor.
Good to have you, sis. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm from Quinnamooka country, so our people are the Noonuccal, Noongi and Goorimpul, and I live and work there in Goompee, Dunwich.
Yes. And as an artist slash tours, and we'll go into that. And look, thank you for being here. So you have got a booth here with your work here at Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. So tell us about the work that you do, Delvin.
My day-to-day, I'm pretty grateful for, you know, living at home. I've got a practice where I handprint my fabrics and homewares.
Yes.
And, you know, go for a walk, get my coffee, come back and open the shop up. So it's a really nice
place. So the shop is at home or?
Oh, shop's across the road.
Across the road.
2 minutes away.
Is that right? So you got home there, shop across the road. Yeah. True entrepreneur you are.
I really love it. It's,
so this is a full-time gig, of course.
It is. I'm always thinking about, you know, how do I do this? What's next for me? How do I enjoy this? You know, it's such a lovely way to be an artist is to have my own store and be independent.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
as
yeah,
a small
yeah.
business, I can make those decisions and, you know, tell my mum's stories, tell my grandmother's stories and how what that means to me,
to
my work.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I've got goosebumps here, filling your yarn there. Yeah, when we talk about our ancestors, you know, and beautiful mothers and grandmothers. It makes it all real there, and that's who we are as black people, you know. We are connected spiritually, you know, and in the family bloodline as well, you know. Let's talk about what did you do before art, my sister?
Well, I'm a mum of three boys.
That is the job forever, yes.
It is.
Big shout out to the boys. And beautiful husband, cousin Shay Cockatoo Collins.
Yeah, he's home with the youngest.
Okay.
Plays rugby union, so he had a tournament on. Couldn't come up this time around, but hopefully they'll be up next year.
Yes.
So I did a tourism degree.
Okay.
And so I've always kind of been in that space.
Okay.
Worked at Queensland Aboriginal Creations in Brisbane, worked at a gallery in Sydney. So for me, coming into this space is pretty much full circle.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
Ancestors were calling you.
They were. I always had a dream of having a shop on the main street in Dunwich, in Goompee, Dunwich, but I'm off the main street and it's as close as, you know, close to my dream as what I could be.
Yeah, beautiful. Just one street back. That's still a dream.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the street. You live in the dream, my sister. Delvin, let's talk about tours. You mentioned tourism, and because I did see you, darling, at the Cairns Pullman Hotel last week, if not the week before, for the Australian Indigenous Tourism Conference.
Yes.
And so you were there wearing the hat in tours. Tell us about the tourism operation that you do.
Yeah, so as an artist, I do workshops for high school. So there's a year 11 art subject called Artist Knowledge, and I would take the young people around and harvest fibres, take them around town and visit the local organisations. And, you know, it's all the cultural gems in town. And so I was posting this on my social media, and
yes,
groups of women were saying, oh, look, I'd love to come and do what the year 11 students are doing. And so because of that interest, I thought,
turned into
I'll
business.
Make it into a walking tour.
Walking tour.
And, you know, show them my grandmother's basket on that walk. There's public art. And so it's just, you know, developed into something that's been wanted in that space. And every time people finish, they'll say, I never knew that about this town. And now I, you know, appreciate it.
Well, I'm hearing you here in Cairns as well. When you do the tours here, or you catch up with traditional owners when they're talking at a platform of tourism, they talk about the different mountains and the space and that river, and you get goosebumps. You think, well, hey, how long I've been living, I didn't even know that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So the opportunity presented itself in regard to you to operate in that space here.
It does. Like, you know, the meeting point between art and tourism is definitely those kind of walking tours, sharing those skills, and unveiling some of those stories of the place that people would move through without understanding what's there.
Yeah, sure, exactly. So here you now got a business. The title is under your name, Delving Cockatoo Collins.
Yes.
So artist/tours, and you do all the above. You know, so that then has become a career pathway. Entrepreneur, you're a businesswoman operating that space, and forget the job. Yeah?
It's not a job.
That's right, exactly. It's full on 24/7, isn't it?
It is. You know, you always, as the artist, you're also doing the kind of thinking behind the planning, the social media. I have to get someone to do my accounts because I don't have that skill. So, sure. You know, to be looked after in that space too.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
But mum's always there in the background. Dad's always there. So they
help out.
They do.
And that's what we as family do, don't we? You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of family, so Shay, is Shay involved in your business or he just washes up and mows the lawn while you...
He doesn't mow the lawn.
Is that, brother, you listening? Shay, you listening? Brother, you're going to get slapped, I'm telling you. Do your bit.
No, if I need to go away, he's like, go and do what you need to do and see when you get back. So, without his support, with his support, I can do all of this. So it's really important to have that there. He's home with Sterling and the dogs now and taking care of them.
So you mentioned three boys. What are the name of the boys? And how old are they?
Sachem's 22, Preston's 19, and Sterling's 15.
15, all right. So he's at home there. That's where he'd be looked after.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
Keep an eye out because he's running out with the Wallabies on Saturday night against England. And he's holding the Murray flag because it's NAIDOC week game.
Yes. And they're wearing the colours, actually, the Wallabies, aren't they?
Yeah, so he'll be there.
Yeah, their design. So he'd be there holding the flag. All right. Yeah. That's Sterling?
Sterling.
All right. Yep. Big shout out, Sterling. Cockatoo Collins, represent. Darling, good talking with you. Thank you so very much for sharing. All the best to you, to your local mob here in Cairns. Come down, look at Delving Cockatoo Collins' artwork, art pieces, fantastic. And it's all happening here at KIAF. We'll talk to you, my sister.
Hey,
all the best to you.
Thank you,
One love. Too Deadly, Delving Cockatoo Collins. Too Deadly, that sister, and businesswoman, black woman in business, and it's fantastic to see. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning up strong here at KIAF Cancer Digital Art Fair, outdoor broadcast, BBM, Bumby Brip Media, 98.7 FM. Stay tuned, your mob, Too Deadly.
Pat girls see him talking about me. Ride around with a smiley on me. Get it a win and got it. Hey. Mama gave me life, the attitude is my daddy. Bless him, I'm gon' get it for him.
Get it for him.
I bought it, I'm gon' give it to him.
Give it to him.
I was always gonna make it. Hey. Never drop the ball, nobody's gon' take it.
He wakes up every morning, one thing on his mind. This ain't just a game, it's a way of life. Watching the players on his TV screen, saying I can do that, I wanna live that dream. So he stays focused with his goals ahead. Never loses sight from the words that he said. Full of confidence, no doubt in his head. Still no rest after the blood, tears and sweat. Stays out late at the park at the dark. Ball in his hand, in his eyes is a spark. Prepares for the weekend, big game coming up. Grand final fever, don't believe in being runner up. To know where he's going, gotta know where he's from. The sacrifice he made to train for this game. This story is his, a dreamer with big dreams. Only thing on his mind is that grand victory. To the ground, I can hear the crowd roar. Drag him to the floor, I can hear that crowd roar. It's what I live for, just to give the crowd more. It's what I live for, just to hear that crowd roar. Just to hear that crowd roar.
See, you know where I come from, and I know where I'm going. It ain't the dream that I run from. We on, we on, we on. I get the ball to fellas. Great finding him, talk about great aim. I feel it like a kid on. We on, we on, we on. Let him know that we on. We on, we on, we on. Let him know that we on. We on.
Brother, single mother. The man was never there, so we never met his father. Every Saturday he went down to the ground to support his big brother, and from there his love was found. From that point on, only had one goal. Put his heart in this game so he can make it to the pros. All the years of training, prepared him for this moment. Knows what he gotta do, don't let up for his opponent. To the ground, I can hear the crowd roar. Now he's on like a backpack. A top pick, reps his team on his snapback. Remembers the journey, deja vu when I was running back.
just to give the crowd more. Does it for the crowd, makes his hometown proud. The cheers get loud when he steps onto the ground. Wanna diss his whole life and he's addicted to the sound. Let him know about.
I can hear that crowd roar.
See, you know where I come from, and you know where I'm going. It ain't a dream that I run from. We on, we on, we on. I get the ball with the fellas. Great bunny, I'm talking about great. I'm. I feel it like a kid on. We on, we on, we on. See, you know where I come from.
Yeah, to Delhi, my welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black. We're here at the Convention Centre here in Cairns, Yidinji country, for National Talk Black. And we're here for CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. Fantastic to be here. Happy NAIDOC, you mob, to wherever you are. Happy NAIDOC. Celebrate very strong, very deadly. And get up, stand up, show up. That's the theme for this year. And like I said, we're doing just that here at the Convention Centre. Cairns Indigenous Art Fair has been in the digital space for the last 2 years thanks to COVID-19. But we are now here in the flesh at the Convention Centre, moving over from the cruise liner terminal for the last 12 years. 13th year, we're here at the big house, they call it, in regards to the space of CIAF and operating here at the Convention Centre. And Yana with Deadly Mob here, the beautiful Yana there with Daryl Harris, manager of CIAF, also Uncle Henry Formont, traditional owner here, Gimoy Wallabro, Yidinji artist, and also Sister Delvine Cockatoo Collins, artist and tours, what she does in her own right, and she's married to my beautiful cousin, Shay Cockatoo Collins. Big shout out, Shay. I'm going to catch up with Yana, his beautiful sister, Nancy Bamiga, from Bamiga Productions and Tourism Events Queensland. A very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Over here. From this beautiful country, Gamoy people.
Yes, beautiful, my sister. Thank you very much. Beautiful language. Yes. Darling, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah. Kapu Batanga, good morning. My name's Nancy Bamiga. I'm from the Torres Strait, from Saibai Island, all the way up there, Top Western. So hello to my family on top there. And right now, I actually live in Brisbane, and Turrbal Yagara country. Been there most of my adult life in Brisbane, yeah.
Beautiful. Brisbane, a Brisbane girl, Brisvegas. My sister, looking at the work here, looking at your cards here, Bamiga Productions, but also a board member with Queensland Tourism and Events. So we wear a few hats, like a lot of us
do.
That's right. Let's talk about Bamiga Productions first, my sister.
Yeah, Bamiga Productions has been through different names through in the past, and it's life, which is from, I'm talking about 2008 in terms of going to be into business, but now named as Bamiga Productions purely because I wanted to honour our ancestors and relocation of our people from Saibai Island to mainland Australia up to the tip there in 1947. So honouring our ancestors, and my grandfather Bamiga Ginau, who the community of Bamiga is named after.
Look, we are strong with our ancestors, are we not, Nancy? Mm. When you're talking about here we are in the 21st century, you're a businesswoman, entrepreneur, but hence the name Bamenga Productions.
Correct.
And for the connection to ancestors and family back in Saibai, moved to Bamenga, and they're the stories. We're storytellers,
That's
are we not?
That's correct, and it is about the legacy. So my work is also around legacy and how we're honouring our ancestors through that. The sacrifices they made in terms of taking us to relocation in back in 1947 through the department at that time, Department of Native Affairs, and what they had to go through to to provide us that access and equity when we talk about that, and entering mainstream businesses in this industry and being at the level where I am now.
Yes,
from at that time and. Anything's possible.
Anything's possible, exactly. Mm. And also the hat you wear with Tourism Events Queensland.
Okay.
Tell us about that as a board member, board director for Tourism and Events Queensland. Tell us about that space.
Okay. Tourism Events Queensland is a major business arm and comes under basically sits under the government. They're a big events in terms of the stuff that it does. For mainstream and big major events that comes internationally into the tourism industry as it is, so it's an entity that sits under an act that means it's answerable to the minister.
Sure.
And it's in terms of the industry itself.
Look, a very important space there, Nancy. When we talk about Indigenous tourism, that's a big market. We're talking $50 billion market here.
Yeah.
And look, I did run into you at the Australian Indigenous Tourism Conference 2 weeks ago at the Cairns Pullman here in Cairns.
Yes.
That just shows the amount of people that are at that conference, the amount of black people in business and tourism.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a powerful vehicle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely is a lot of that people entering into that. But can I just make sure that you understand that TEQ is different from QTIC? So that was a QTIC event, Queensland Tourism Industry Council.
Thank you.
So that's come under those two, from out of that, under that
Well, let's
banner.
Acknowledge the right government space then. Let's not sit on
everyone's
toes.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the Tourism Council is the one that the members are like... my business, Bamenga Productions, for example, is a member of QTIC as an industry body. That tells me what's happening in the industry. If I was in the hospitality, I would need to know what's happening in the hospitality industry.
Sure.
What opportunities are available for businesses to ask for, i.e. funding for their building, for their business, I should say.
Exactly.
To small business.
Exactly.
Tourism.
So you know what peg hole they fit into, so to speak. As a Torres Strait Island woman, and wearing this hat as a board member for Tourism and Events Queensland, Torres Straits, they're sitting on a gold mine. Or my Mabo Pamli or Arab, Darnley Island, Sella Pit Mob. Mm. Our black people up there are sitting on a gold mine regarding tourism.
Yes.
And how's tourism in that space up there?
So once again, it's already active through that QTIC platform.
Yes.
There's already businesses that are registered there through QTIC. With us, it's about promoting that up there.
Yes.
So promotion in terms of, we pick up a magazine. Here's Cairns, and these are the businesses that are here that are engaging in Kaya. Mm. So our role is engaging with Kaya in terms of how we're sponsoring it.
Yes, beautiful.
Okay, so the
and that becomes a marketing arm.
Exactly, and then it goes on from there into international market space.
Yeah.
So when we talk about the international market space, that's our promotion. Activities in other countries. So there's a person representing us in other countries. Yeah.
Well, Sister Nancy, you've got to be very busy, my sister, running a business, Bamenga Productions, also board member of Tourism and Events Queensland.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I just say, we were, must remember from the outset, we were the first traders ever.
Yes, thank
we
you.
We were the first traders
in all industries, yes.
Exactly. And our people built the industry. When I go back to my work history and working in Queensland Aboriginal Creations, which was under DASIP at that time, our people were entrepreneurs from there. But at that time, they also had to do as they were told with the Department of Native Affairs at that time, because they had to be self-sufficient. Mm. And they started up as curio shops. People were making curios and selling them to a little shop.
Mm, yes, yes.
And then eventually, Queensland Aboriginal Creations was established back then under its progression from what it was called back then to now DATSIP. Mm. But then it closed, but it served its purpose, so to speak.
Yes.
However, people being entrepreneurs as they are continue that journey, and look where we are today.
Yes.
So people still have the passion.
Yes.
You want to excel. You want to compete in the marketplace. You've got to be. And to be at this place gives you this opportunity.
Yes, to do so. There's a platform here, you know. But beginning is half done.
Yeah.
Even if you're just starting at home.
That's
right. I was just talking to Sister Delvine there.
Yes.
She operates from home.
Stick
work, artwork, whatever.
Yeah.
Now she's got her own business, a shop across the road, and she's a true entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's kind of like you got to keep a focus on it. You know, it's kind of like growing a business, like a child. You need to focus on it. You got to feed it, blah, blah.
Mm.
So you feed it, what I mean with that.
Change them huggies.
So you go and get the job to feed the baby, right?
Beautiful.
So.
Good.
And if you want to grow it, you've got to keep supporting it to get to that level where it becomes self-sufficient in its own.
Yeah.
So feed the baby first, get to where you are, get your product perfect, and then you would be able to get sponsorship from everybody else.
There you go. So you heard it right from Nancy Bamiga, too deadly. Mm. Fantastic advice there.
Yeah.
My sister, beautiful yarning with you. Great to see you again.
Yes, so.
All the best to Bamiga Productions, and keep doing what you're doing in the tourism hat that you wear.
Mm.
Thank you for the yarn, and God bless you, my sister.
Thank you.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Sister Nancy Bamiga, an entrepreneur in her own rights. And look, she's here supporting our black people in business and also giving them that encouragement, that motivation, so to speak, and beautiful, powerful words coming from Sister Nancy Bamiga. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, finishing for the day, you mob, for this program. But with your local mob, stay tuned for the outdoor broadcast with BBM, Bama Bripa Media, 98.7 FM. And this program, National Talk Black, is finished for today, but we can yarn tomorrow. And thank you very much for tuning in. BBM 98.7 FM.